We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping you game ready all season, every season, with no-cost preventative care services and no-cost preventative drugs. Pacific Source, members first since 1933. Safeway, stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics, your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino, have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in an absolutely beautiful late afternoon, early evening, heading into the home opener, the Pac-12 this weekend, the Pac-12 home opener against Stanford, 4 o'clock, and I know there's some excitement building, some buzz, genuine excitement with the students back, classes beginning, and I don't know about you, but I'm just looking, there's no better place to be come Saturday, 4 o'clock, we'll be on the air at 2. How many of you are going to be there this Saturday afternoon, ready to go? The Beavers in Stanford, beavertickets.com. Hope that you will all plan on being there and creating a tremendous atmosphere for the Pac-12 opener. It's at Reser Stadium, but it's also alumni weekend. Nearly 200 former players are coming back. We'll talk to Coach Smith about that phenomenon here in a moment. Also a very special player in Oregon State football history, a special person, I should say, but one of the great coaches in the history of college football comes back. He has been elected to the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame. He will come in an on-campus salute. He's also made an appearance last week in Pullman. He has one still to come in Miami, but he's coming to the place that he has said the biggest mistake in his life was ever leaving here. So we don't need to explore that, but be thankful for the great 4 years that he did provide with this guy as his quarterback, and he's coming back to wave and take a bow between the first and second quarter at Reser Saturday. The great Dennis Erickson will be back to be saluted this weekend as well, so we look forward to seeing Coach back, a lot of former players, but more important, the current players and their opportunity that they've been building towards getting ready for a real opportunity against the Stanford Cardinals Saturday at 4. We'll be exploring that with head coach Jonathan Smith, and we'll be joined in the second part of the show tonight by a guy who had a real breakout game the last time the Beavers took the field, Champ Flemings, and his two touchdown passes against Cal Poly. We'll revisit those. A couple of quick notes before we break and come back with Coach Smith. Last week here, we had the Oregon State women's soccer coach, Matt Kagan, two players from the men's soccer team, Joel Walker and Joe Hafferty. And how about the Beaver men last weekend sweeping at home in the Pac-12 conference over at Lorenz Field? Congratulations to them. And we're just excited, too, as well, about volleyball getting underway Thursday night. Civil War Volleyball, get out there and support Coach Barnard and the team. They're getting a little bit healthier, getting ready for a big match on Thursday at 5:30 at Gill. Friday night, 6 o'clock, Colorado at Gill Coliseum for volleyball. And there you have a ticket opportunity available. It's family night. You get four tickets for just $20. Go to beavertickets.com and check that out. Bring the whole family and come enjoy Oregon State volleyball and root on the student athletes this weekend. Thursday at home, Friday at home, and then Saturday football, the Beavers and Stanford at home. We'll get into it with head coach Jonathan Smith next. Some good news for the program this very day, officially announced as well, which we'll explore. We got a lot of things to get to. Thanks for joining us. It's Beaver Sports Talk, Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win four tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium. Presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
Scoring touchdowns is one way of coming out a winner. The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon State Fire Marshal want you to tackle your family's safety and help protect our homes, communities, and Oregon's forests. Everyday activities can spark a wildfire, such as mowing your grass and driving your car. So be extra careful by following fire prevention rules and carrying a shovel and plenty of water wherever you go. Remember, believe in fire safety.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit alaskaair.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Play action fake, deep drop, well protected, post route deep down the middle intended for Champ Flemings. Champ takes it off the tip, catches it, touchdown Beavers! Well, that was Champ Flemings, and he'll join us a little bit later. We might even reprise that moment. That was an exciting play for Champ and the Beavers' victory over Cal Poly. Champ will join us in the second part of the show. But it is a pleasure. Please join me in welcoming Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith, the Buffalo Wild Wings. Big crowd here tonight, Coach Smith, at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I know we hope that's kind of a sign, a symbol of what can happen Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, the Pac-12 opener, Stanford at home, the students back, alumni weekend. And it feels like there's a lot of energy, excitement building for this one.
I feel it too, for no question. You know, having the students back, just even around town, there's some excitement headed into this ball game, being the first Pac-12 game, anxious to get back at home and coming off of a bye for us and the team. And so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Coach, the bye did come at a good time, it seemed, just in terms of trying to get some guys healthier, and that's happened. You'll have some guys who didn't play against Cal Poly who will this weekend. But you also, with your family, you have Candace and you have Bella and you have Charles here, and Robert is not here, but he may be practicing a sport somewhere right now. Good to see you all. But the bye, how good was it for you just as a dad, a husband, a family man, to be able to just to go out and enjoy that a little bit?
There was some of that, on that Saturday, getting out and seeing those guys, because we did. We got some work done on Tuesday, Wednesday practice, and then got into recruiting. A lot of our coaches were out Thursday. I got out Friday. Most of the coaches out Friday as well. Some of them are even on Saturday. And then we practiced on Sunday. So that Saturday for me to get around these guys was awesome. And I think it was great for our players to have a little bit of a deep breath for a few days and enjoy their last few days before school started.
And speaking of recruiting, it's different. It's not recruiting proper per se, but the transfer portal, we've got a lot of things to get to with respect to your preparation for Stanford in the game, and we'll do that here in a moment. But you did officially announce some news today with respect to a young man transferring into the program that I think is exciting news for the program.
Well, yeah, we're always looking for their ways to add to our roster and look for good players that are good guys that fit our place. And Devin was fit our place. And he had a lot of options. And it's a different day and age a little bit with this transfer portal and the guys looking for different opportunities and whatnot. And so I think he's a huge upgrade for our roster in regards to being able to make some plays. And we're anxious about him getting started in a calendar year here.
Yeah, and it also speaks, just one other thing, I mean, it just speaks to Oregon State, the attractiveness of the program, the staff, the players, the culture, and that, you know, from what I read in here, I only read things that other people report, but that he had a good visit here and really liked what he found.
Well, yeah, and he had some connections already with some guys on the team that he knew well, and they were experienced in it for the last year or two, and they were able to talk about that, and he's got on campus, was at a game, and experienced what it's like to be at a home game here and all of that, and then he did explore a couple other places, and at the end of the day, he felt the best fit was right here.
Well, congratulations to you and your staff for that. We look forward to seeing how this young man acclimates to Corvallis starting school this week, and we're really excited about Devon Williams coming into the program now. I talked to Dennis Erickson today. It'll be a podcast. It may even be fully uploaded and ready to go. Your coach is coming back to be honored. But when I asked Dennis just specifically about your program now and what he's observing, he says there's no question that in his visits he's seen an upgrade just in terms of what you have to do to try to shore the gap. Physically, faster, bigger, stronger, more talented. And in this current recruiting cycle and phase, do you feel like you're heading in that direction?
Yeah, we do feel good. You know, the current roster, where it's at, would continue to develop, get stronger and faster. We got, like a lot of our young players in general, but our young players are the way they're coming. And then just knowing your roster better and then what your needs are and streamlining your message getting into year two. We feel like we've made some huge progress with that. We're excited about the guys we've kind of got in the bag right now, and we always continue to find more.
Speaking of great players, there's about 200 former Beavers coming back this week, and that's been a big piece for you, Jonathan. You're an alum and a former player yourself, right. So that seems that the making that connection has been important. Why and how excited are you about the weekend for all these guys to come back and be on campus again?
I think it's really important for a lot of different reasons, but one of the bigger ones is for our current players to see these guys want to come back, and when they get back here and enjoying, sharing memories, seeing old teammates, you know, because they created lifelong relationships and battled together while they were here in Corvallis for those four or five years. And so, again, back to our current players, kind of seeing that, making them realize they're spending the best time of their life right now. you know, once you're a Beaver, you're always a Beef. And so we're just going to continue that message for all the guys.
After practice today, there was a noted presence speaking to former players. I mean, I don't know how many of your guys, how much football history they watch and so on, but all you've got to say if you introduce this guy, hey, see this guy here? He's a Heisman Trophy winner, and he came and spoke to your team today, the great Terry Baker. That's cool that you asked him to do it, and I hope your guys were impressed.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, he came and spent really the entire morning with us. So he's at walkthrough, he watched practice, and then, he addressed the team at the end. And when you do say Heisman Trophy, and these guys know him now because we got the nice setup of the trophy, first thing you're going to see when you walk into the Valley Football Center. And so these guys knew who he was, had some great things to say. Shoot, guys wanted to get pictures with him after. It was a great experience.
Another guy that he'll receive a plaque from the National Football Foundation on the field at Reser between the first and second quarter. You'll be busy getting ready for the second quarter, whatever may be unfolding. We'll talk about in our next segment about the challenge of the Stanford Cardinal. But Dennis Erickson coming back to a special place for him. That feeling is reciprocated in terms of the love that I know will be poured out to Dennis. He'll receive a plaque that will go on permanent display with all of the other great treasures of Oregon State football history. He's a big part of it, Jonathan. You were a big part of his time here. So just what about your thoughts about Dennis returning, his legacy, what he meant to you and to our community?
Yeah, it's awesome to have him back. And it's well-deserved going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, the guy had a Hall of Fame career, won a bunch of games at a lot of places, and that's not easy to do. And so he's just a proven track record of winning games. Obviously very special to this place, to me, in those years that he's here. And made some great memories for us, but also established this place that really continued to carry on and be really competitive and good football for a long time, even after he was done. And so it's great for him to be able to come back. He was at spring practice this year, came out and saw the guys, talked to the guys, and having him back around, I think it's a classy thing on Oregon State's end to do, and he is doing it at multiple places because he's won a bunch of games at multiple places.
Well, he's making the on-camp. He made a stop last week in Pullman, and he's got one in Miami. And, you think about that. Pullman, Corvallis, Miami. But at Miami, that it's a much different kind of feel and look and kind of culture down there. But he told us today, he said, well, if you lose a game, you better leave town. I mean, he was 63-9 in 6 years and two national championships.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. And then you think about the places he's been to be able to win in multiple. Because, throw it. He won the Pac-10. At the time, I think it was Pac-10 Championship in Phoenix or down in Tempe. So he's won a lot of places.
Yeah, he has. So it'll be great to see Coach back. And I know more than anything else, we'll take a break and come back. What you want for Coach, for all the former players, your current guys, more than anything else, is a chance to go out, execute, continue as you've been doing day by day by day to keep getting better every day. See how that translates Saturday against a good Stanford football team that is certainly far better than a 1-3 record looks like, the schedule they've played. How good they are in defense, how sound they are, all of those things. We'll talk about the big challenge in the Pac-12 opener, but it is at home. We're excited to get into that next with Coach Jonathan Smith, with Champ Fleming still to come. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk from Learfield, IMG College. Jake Luton, play action fake, throws a fade in the back of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Beavers, to Isaiah Hodgins. We welcome you back in. Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk. Head football coach Jonathan Smith with Champ Fleming still to come. A lot of folks from the Oregon State Department of Athletics enjoying the atmosphere here at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. And friends and neighbors here, it's a great community feeling. And we appreciate all of you coming out and getting ready for the Beavers in Stanford on Saturday. 4:10 kickoff. And coach, let's get now kind of to why we're all here and what it's all about from week to week. Stanford is a tremendous program, the winningest program in the decade. 10 consecutive bowl games, the longest active streak in the league. So they've been one of the standard bearers, one of the top programs in this conference year in, year out. This year people say, oh, well, look, they're 1-3, they're vulnerable this year. There may be a degree of truth compared to some of the other teams they've had. But I know when you and your coaches watch the film, it doesn't appear to be much of a drop-off. Yeah. There's a lot of talent.
No,
there.
It's impressive to watch. Starts on defense. Their front seven is good as we've played this year for sure. I mean, these guys can affect the quarterback. They do a good job in the run game. I mean, even just last week, they were around the quarterback a bunch, had opportunities to get the ball, fumble. That game's totally different, And so they're very sound and physical defensively. Offensively, they got a good scheme now. And if they can run the ball, they are tough to deal with. They cause some problems in the matchup end on some of their, they call them tight ends, but slash receiver play, 6'5", all of it, and the length, they present issues there. Yeah. And so they've been doing this thing for a long time. It's very disciplined, sound, and it's tough to defend.
And you also know, too, I mean, not that this makes that much of a difference, but when you have a program that's proud and used to winning, I mean, they feel like they can put their foot down and say, hey, we got to go get this one. You're going to get their best shot.
No question. Yeah. You know, these guys aren't going to, like, just roll away and just, you know, lay down type thing because they've lost a couple games in a row here. This has got a bunch of pride in that program. Coach Shaw's been doing it for a long time, and he knows what he's doing. And so we're going to get a great effort from them. This is a physical, good football team. We know that. And, again, our preparation, I feel good about that the last couple of days. I think our guys' mindset is correct. If we can continue that into Saturday, get our crowd into it, especially early, can be a factor. And then, yeah, let it all hang out on Saturday.
Coach Shaw himself in his weekly press conference drew attention to, when asked about going to Corvallis, he said, all I can hear is the chainsaw fired up and try, you know, third down. He said it's best not to get into those third and longs. But that's a visiting coach commenting on the atmosphere that he's walking into. Mm-hmm. It can be a factor.
It's no question. He knows it. I mean, he's been coaching this league for a long time and coming to Corvallis, and we need to get that going. We need to get him into some third and longs, you know, and get him out of that rhythm and have some excitement from the crowd. And ideally, that's us playing well and scoring early and having the crowd into it, which we're hoping to do.
In terms of trying to score early and often and throughout, offensive personnel, as the bye occurred, some people that missed the Cal Poly game, do you feel like there's some reinforcements coming?
Yeah, no question. We're feeling decent that Jamar will get in there and get some carries and be able to go, which will be good. Tyjon Lindsey, same way. You know, even on special teams and playing some receiver, feeling like he'll be back and ready to roll. Offensively, Nathan Eldridge probably won't. Mm-hmm. You know, he played a little center, dealing with an ankle, just hasn't quite gotten right for him. And then on the flip side, defensively, Jordan Whitley should be back. Has practiced the last couple of days and looked good.
We'll be visiting with Champ Plummings in the next segment of the latter part of the show. We've got some other things to get to here in a moment. But just a thought, when talk about Tyjon returning, Tyjon's absence, in a sense, opened up some more opportunities for Champ to really impact that Cal Poly game. And in the second half, just some spectacular plays that don't happen accidentally. They happen, he told us earlier, and I want to get your thought as his coach. A lot of hard work.
No question. He's probably one of our hardest workers in practice, always going full speed. He's just really improved his game all across the board since I've been here. You look at his route running, his competitiveness, his physicality. He's not shy in there going to block people. Always been really courageous and dynamic and trying to return the ball and kickoff return and continues to do that at a high, high level. And so that's what we need. You know, when we've got a little a nick from one position group, the next guy's kind of next man up, and he was huge for us, obviously, against Cal Poly.
In terms of keys, I mean, I know that they don't vary a whole lot, but when I watched the Stanford-Oregon game, both a little bit of it live and then kind of the replay, and you have all the coaches' film and the cut-ups, the pressure that they brought continually with Jordan Fox and Casey Tuhill and Gabe Reed and the it looked like it was real, and you got a real challenge up front against them.
Yeah, because it wasn't always just like they were blitzing. I mean, sometimes they're just rushing four. They do a good job getting on the edge. They do a good job in the defensive line and line games and crossing paths that way. And so, we got to be able to protect well, which we've done, you know, but this is a definite step up in regards to the defensive line, the front seven that we've played in the first three opponents. So that part, we got to do a good job at game planning wise. Our O-line's got to be able to step up. We're going to ask our tight ends and backs to do some things in protection, be able to change it up on those guys. And that's one of the glaring challenges going into Saturday.
You know, you mentioned tight ends, and whatever you call them, Stanford's had, they have more, quote, tight ends in the National Football League right now than any other program in the country. There have been some good ones through the years. They've got another one in Colby Parkinson, 4 touchdowns in the first half against you guys last year when they kind of sprung him out. It was a breakout game, but you know that now, and I know Coach Tipisar said, yeah, we're aware of what he did last year, but even being aware of it, he's not an easy guy to cover.
It's really not. You know, you can be aware of it. He's just a matchup problem in regards to whether you're going to treat him like a tight end, you treat him like a receiver. And the way that it gets affected is not just in the pass game, because if you start treating him like a receiver and then he's blocking for the run game, then you're short, then you're asking your corners to be making a bunch of tackles at the line of scrimmage, and that's not ideal. So he's a matchup problem. We definitely got to know where he's at because they do focus on him. I mean, mean, he's a little bit like Hodge for us. People know where Hodge is lined up, and we're going to try to get the ball to him, and they're going to do the same thing with him.
And you seem to, yeah, I know you try. I mean, Noah had a couple of balls that he didn't grab in Hawaii, but it looked like he took a step forward in your own tight end, in Noah Tongi'i, in terms of you got him the ball, he caught it and made plays in his last outing that you hope to kind of keep building.
Yeah, you want to build on that for sure, and we want to have multiple guys to throw the ball to. Like the way Champ stepped up was huge the last game. Noah getting the ball, distributing it a little bit more evenly, not just such a focus on Hodge getting a bunch. So, yeah, we can get that out of that tight end group, and it's just not Noah. I mean, Musgrave gets his first catch, and he's continued to come along, look really – I think he's going to have a special, special career here. And then, you know, even with Teagan, too. He's doing some good things in the run game. Doesn't always show up in the stat book. But so we feel good about our tight end group.
We're going to get to Champ here in just a moment at Buffalo Wild Wings on Beaver Sports Talk and let you spend. I know you've got most of your family here for a nice dinner afterwards here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, just a final thought about the preparation that you're in and the process that you're in. You know, we want to see, everybody wants to see a big win on Saturday, and I think it's in there, it's out there available to you. You're building this thing, you know, in recruiting, in practice, day to day to day. So heading into the Pac-12 opener in year two, just what are your overall thoughts about kind of where you are and what you hope to see Saturday?
Yeah, I want to see us continue to improve and finish the game and win the game. I mean, that's really the approach week in and week out. We're trying to win the game and prepare that way. At the same time, we're aware that the preparation we're doing within that week is going to pay off, you know, some dividends down the road. And so I think we're trying to accomplish both of them. And so anytime we're kicking off on Saturday, trying to give us the best chance to win the game, whether that's change up a little personnel or trying something new or going for it on fourth down, whatever we feel that strongly gives us the best chance to win on Saturday, we're going to do it.
And not only the best chance executing physically and all of that, but right here kind of in the mind and the heart and the belief, we're supposed to. We can go do this.
Yeah, and I think our guys are there. I really do. I think they know, understand we got some talent here and we've improved and we know how to attack. We know we're playing some good opponents and what they present. But these guys are ready for that challenge. And so I think we're anxious to get this game into the second half and get our crowd into it and be a tight game and get over that hump.
Coach, we really appreciate you taking your time. Glad to see most of your beautiful family here amongst the Beaver Nation tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for taking time, Coach.
Yeah, always enjoy it.
Let's hear it for Jonathan Smith, head football coach for your Oregon State Beavers. Stanford Ford, 10, 2 o'clock airtime. And coming up next, one of the special young men in this program among many, but we'll be honored to get to visit tonight for the first time in this context with Champ Flemings. He joins us next. Thank you for joining us. Buffalo Wild Wings Beaver Sports Talk from Learfield, IMG College.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jammed at home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians. Performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Oregon State football has returned to Reser Stadium for head coach Jonathan Smith's second season back with the Beavers. Single game tickets are available starting as low as $24 via phone or in person at the Gill box office. Prices vary by location. Don't miss any of the fantastic action this year. To secure your seats, call a representative at 541-737-2050 or visit beavertickets.com today.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy five participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. 2 o'clock airtime Saturday. So excited, and I know that what any of us are feeling is just longtime people who are deeply invested in Beaver athletics, Oregon State sports. This game, the Pac-12 opener, it's at home, means a lot. But it's hard for me to imagine what it must mean to the players themselves. And we are blessed to have tonight with us representing the entire team. And I know that that's how he feels when he sits here to my right. He's representing all of his teammates and is here tonight to say hello to all of you at Buffalo Wild Wings and across the network. Please join me in welcoming Champ Flemings to Beaver Sports Talk at Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Champ.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Who'd you bring with you tonight?
That's one of my receiver teammates, Rayhan Manyagi. He's number 27 on the team.
Good to see him here doing a great job on special teams and playing his way eventually into that receiver rotation like you through a lot of hard work, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Champs, we'll get to your work ethic and all the good things that have been coming about for you of late and the big plays against Cal Poly. But before we do, let's start a little bit with Champ and the fact that your given name at birth is Arex, A-R-E-X. When did Champ kind of play its way into your life? How long have you been known as Champ?
Really, ever since I can remember. It was a nickname that my dad gave me really right after I was born. And ever since I can remember, Champ has been my nickname, and people tend to gravitate towards Champ. It's easier to pronounce than my first name is. So people just, they tend to gravitate towards Champ, and I like it. It sticks, so I just run with it.
When you talk about your dad giving it to you early, you were telling us, and I know right now all the focus is on Stanford and beating the Cardinal. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But the next time you travel, you're going back to your hometown, aren't you? And right. I know there's got to be some excitement about that. What do you remember about growing up in Pasadena in the shadow of the Rose Bowl? You get to play there next week. That's really cool. But what was it like growing up? And was he throwing the football to you a lot at an early age?
Yeah, my dad was always a big help with me when I started playing football. I started playing football at 5 years old, and ever since really I turned 7 and started taking the game serious, my dad was always a big help. He was always there for me. And then as far as playing in the Rose Bowl, that's something that's going to be really big for me. It's going to be big for my family. Growing up, I spent a lot of time in the Rose Bowl. My dad was a coach at Pasadena High School for almost 17 years. So the annual turkey tussle was always played in the Rose Bowl. So as a young kid, I would be on the sidelines, like helping my dad out and being the ball boy and all that type of stuff. And I never got to play in the Rose Bowl because of, you know, I didn't go to that high school. But that was always a dream of mine. And, now I get to see it through. So it's going to be big.
You know, again, it's all about Stanford, I understand, but the fact that the next time we go, it'll be at UCLA, and you say have you run routes in there just for the fun of it? Yeah. Have you ever played a little bit of ball, but no real game, though?
Yeah, I would, when I was a kid during, timeouts and stuff like that, or, when the team was out warming up, I would get able to go out on the field and kind of just run around, and the grass on that field is the softest grass I've ever touched in my life. It's so well kept, so it's going to be huge for me to finally get in there and really line up and really, go for real in that stadium.
How many of your people, so to speak, are you expecting? I mean, is there a lot of family, friends, old teammates from high school? I mean, what can you tell us about that?
As far as my family goes, my immediate family, I have no real number. I just know that there's going to be a big handful of people who are going to be there. They've been talking about doing like group tickets and everything like that. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that I grew up with who will get tickets and come out and support. So that'll be really big for me.
So as you grew up there, Champ, you obviously were around, I mean, knew of UCLA right in your backyard and the Pac-12. What were kind of your football dreams as you grew up? And did you have to always kind of fight the idea, well, you're too small to play?
Right.
I mean, did you have to, I mean, what were you dreaming about growing up, and what were people telling you about that as you grew up?
I always had a goal to play on the biggest level against the best competition. That was always my goal, and I've always been written off my whole life ever since I started playing ball. You know, the narrative was always I was too small, I wasn't going to make it, I was always going to get hurt, and I was never going to be able to find success playing the game. And I just took all that criticism and used it as fuel and worked even harder, and it made me a tougher player, it made me a smarter player, and I just never really gave up on my dream. I always had a dream to be here, and when God blessed me with the opportunity to make it happen, I just took full advantage of it.
Champ Fleming's joining us here at Buffalo Wild Wings. When did it begin to take shape in terms of when Oregon State came around? When did you think, like, hey, all of this work, blessing, opportunity coming your way, when did it kind of begin to think, hey, this could really happen?
It was around my junior year of high school. It was around the time where a lot of the other guys on my team started getting a lot of the recruiting started to pick up. They were getting a lot of offers, and I knew that I was one of the best players on the team. And I just knew that if I kept doing what I was doing, all those colleges who were passing through the school, at least one of them was going to have to pick me up. And I just continued to keep my head down and keep working hard, and I stayed humble about it and supported everybody who was around me. And once the opportunity came again, it was a school, Oregon State, came and they were recruiting another player. They didn't come looking for me, they came looking for another player, and they saw how hard I was practicing. And fortunately, there was a relationship between my receiver coach at the time and Coach Brennan when he was here, so they kind of talked about me, and he put in a good word for me. And Coach Brennan, he believed in me, and he wanted to see me get that opportunity. So he really, he stuck with me, and I did what he asked me to do, and the opportunity came.
Yeah. Speaking of which, and I'm sure you were happy for him because you had a relationship with him. I was very happy for Brent Brennan and the victory by San Jose State at Arkansas. That was cool to see. Did you pick up on that and know they got that game done down there?
I did, and I was really happy for Coach Brennan because when he left here to go to San Jose State, I kind of had some mixed feelings about it. And of course, because he recruited me and we had built a relationship, but at the end of the day, I appreciated him for granting me with the opportunity to make my dream come true. And I know that there's not a lot of head coaching jobs out there, and it was an opportunity for him to put his family in a better position. So I couldn't turn my nose up at that. So I supported him, and it's good to see him getting that program going in the right direction and to see them winning big games.
Yeah, I was really happy for a good man and a good coach, and that's a big win for him and a lot of former Oregon State people involved with that. And I was happy for Coach Brennan. Champ Fleming's joining us. Champ, before we break and come back and kind of talk about your current growth and role on the team and the game against Stanford, just one other thing about the work ethic. You said if Brent came in, other coaches came in, and they're recruiting other people, but they keep taking a look at this guy over here outworking people. Did you have that work ethic instilled early? Was it your dad, your family? I mean, where did that inner drive come from?
It came really from my dad. My dad was the person who instilled that in me, and he always told me that he couldn't want something from me more than I wanted it for myself. So that stuck with me when he first told me that. And, knowing that, just hearing all the criticism, I think, was another thing that kind of built that in me. I wanted to prove everybody wrong. And that was the big thing for me, and it made me want to work so hard. And having people around me in my family who took the game serious, and my dad was a coach, like I said, and I've had several family members who played big-time college football, and they showed me kind of what it took. And I knew that for me, especially being my size, of course, that I had to do extra. I had to outwork the other people who were blessed with things that I didn't have. So I had to make the most of what I had, and I always felt that, you know, my dad always told me, put in the work, and when you play the game, you'll be able to trust your work. And if you haven't put anything into it, then you have nothing to trust, and you're out there kind of just moving on a limb. So I always wanted to make sure that the work was put in and that I had something to pull out of that bank account when, you know, when it was time.
Well, and your time, I mean, you've been building into it, but your time hit big the last time out against Cal Poly, to the point that a guy named Randy Moss, amongst others, took notice. We'll talk about that when we continue with Champ Flemings at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us at Beaver Sports Talk. A quick timeout from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great! I'm sorry, are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow, the cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Unitas Community Credit Union and Oregon State have partnered to create the Dream Come True program to fulfill one child's dream for every home Beaver football game this season. This program will help provide a lasting experience to individuals 8th grade age or younger and their families who are experiencing an unfortunate time of serious illness. For over 80 years, Unitas Community Credit Union has been making a meaningful impact in the lives of our families, friends, and neighbors, and is proud to partner with Oregon State Athletics. To learn more about the Dream Come True program, visit osubeavers.com/dreamcometrue.
Play action fake, deep drop, well protected, post route deep down the middle intended for Champ Flemings. Champ takes it off the tip, catches it, touchdown Beavers! Well, that was one of the more exciting plays when you went back and looked at it on film. It wasn't really tipped. It was ripped away by this young man right here, Champ Flemings, climbing over the DB, avoiding offensive PI, and it's just a spectacular play, and Champ's here to tell us how he did it. Champ, how did you do that, and how exciting of a moment was that for you?
It was a really cool moment for me, but, you know, first of all, I have to shout out my offensive line. They did a great job protecting on that play. Jake putting trust in me and just getting the ball up and allowing me to go up and make a play. All the other receivers, you know, doing their job and holding the guys that they were supposed to hold and, you know, doing things the right way. So I think it was obviously a team effort, but that play was really big for me. It kind of just unfolded in a weird way. I was supposed to be in front of the defender rather than behind him, but it ended up unfolding, I think, the way that God intended it to. And I was able to just go up and be aggressive and track the ball in my eyes. And once I felt my hands get a firm grip on the ball and I saw how high I was off the ground, I was like, I think I can kind of take this away from him. And he didn't think that I had my hands on the ball. He thought he was just going to fall with it. And I was like, nah, I kind of had some other ideas. But I was able to, you know, make a great play.
It was one of the best plays any of us have seen around here. It was really exciting. And it led to an outpouring of people in social media, all over the various platforms, who saw it. And one guy in particular, it's all cool. If somebody notices the play and gives you props for it, that's great. But tell us a little bit about who you saw on your feed, or somebody pointed out the big man who noticed it.
I was walking home with my dad and his wife after the game, and my phone was just blowing up. And I'm not really like a big social media guy, so you know the social media stuff isn't really too important to me. But my phone was just nonstop going off, and I was like, "What is this about?" And I was kind of scrolling down my timeline, and then I saw Randy Moss, and I was like, "Wait, what?" And I kind of had to stop, and I showed my dad, and he was like, "That's so cool." And it was just, you know, really cool to see a guy of his caliber, a Hall of Fame receiver, show me, you know, some type of attention and see that, you know, show that he saw the play and he saw what happened. So that was really cool.
And didn't he say something? I mean, he was noted for doing that himself, but right. did he acknowledge the fact that he did it at 6'5", not 5'5"?
Right, yeah. He made a big point to point out, he made it important to point out, you know, my size and just the fact that a guy of my stature really technically shouldn't be making those plays, but I was able to, you know, make it happen. So he definitely had pointed that out.
Well, congratulations to that. I mean, you say you're not... Do you not get too fixated in the social media world? I mean, that was a day where you couldn't avoid it because so many people right. were reaching out to you. Is it a point of discipline just to not get too sort of mired into that?
No, I don't think it's discipline. I think it just has a lot to do with my personality. I'm a really quiet guy. I don't really do too much. Like, if you ask any of my teammates, I don't really go out too much. I'm kind of, you know, I kind of keep to myself a little bit. And I've always been that way ever since social media kind of came about. I never really got too involved in it. Like, I have Instagram and Twitter and those type of things to keep up with, you know, the people that I'm close with and things like that, and to stay updated. But I don't post myself a lot. I don't have too much to say on there. I kind of just try to keep it to a minimum.
Champ, we have one last break and we'll wrap things up with a thought about Stanford particularly and their outstanding secondary and Paulson Adebo, one of the best corners in the country. And you'll be measuring yourself against some of the best guys in the conference and nation this weekend. But in terms of Oregon State, you kind of talked about how Coach Brennan and the Beavs came around. But you also looked at the legacy of guys here. Guys maybe a little on the smaller side that impacted you. Give us a couple of names or guys that you looked at, saw their success at Oregon State, and felt that you could have similar success here.
Well, James and Jaquiz Rogers were the first two that I took notice of, and it was really cool to me to see that there were small guys being used in such a multitude of ways. They were both so versatile, and that's one of the things that I really pride myself on being, is, you know, being able to be versatile, run routes, be a ball carrier, return kicks, things like that. So to see them being used in that way, that was big for me. And then, of course, the big one is Brandon Cooks. Once I figured out who he was and he kind of exploded onto the scene, I paid very, very close attention to his game, and I tried to study him and see the things that he was able to do and see how he was able to be successful. And I tried to apply as much of that to my game as I could. And it was really cool for me to see a guy like that, you know, at a school, you know, in the Pac-12, go on and be that successful and, you know, win the Biletnikoff Award, which is always a goal for me. And so that was definitely big.
And Brandon himself, when he's come back, you've spent some time with him, huh?
Right. Yeah. I got to meet him. I got to meet him first on my official visit here. We couldn't talk too much because of the rules and things like that, but I was able to introduce myself to him, and I think, what was it, this past summer, he came out and he stayed and watched the practice, and after practice, when me and Jake and Isaiah and everybody were getting in some extra work, he was kind of watching me kind of closely because I think, you know, he saw my size and he was kind of just intrigued by me, and he came out and gave me some tips on my route running and told me some things that he would do that, you know, to be successful in those situations. So that was really cool to be able to get to work with him and get to learn from him.
Awesome. That's great stuff. Let's take a last break, come back, and wrap things up with Champ Flemings, the Beavers in Stanford this Saturday, 4:10. We'll close with a thought from Champ about that next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
all the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Here we go. Last couple of minutes with Champ Flemings. Our thanks to Coach Jonathan Smith. Thanks to all of you for being out here. Champ, it's Stanford, and it's the Pac-12 opener. How excited are you to get on the field this Saturday and take on a very good Stanford team?
I'm very excited. Of course, it's the Pac-12 opener, so that's going to be big for us. But just going through that bye week, I kind of wanted to be out on the field Saturday, and it was kind of eating me up having to watch those games from home. So I'm ready to go. I think the team is, too.
And it's a big game for the team. You got students back expecting a big crowd, a great atmosphere. You guys feel like you're close. How big would a win be Saturday to kind of just keep you going in the direction you all believe you're heading in now?
I think it'll be huge for us. I think it'll be a huge confidence boost for the team. We got this thing going in the right direction. And like you said, we're so close from being a great team. And I think if you can, you know, get 2 wins in a row and just keep this thing going in the right direction, that'll be big for us.
Champ, we're looking for big things again from you on Saturday against a very good Cardinal team. It's a real pleasure to get to learn more about you. I know everybody here appreciates it. It's here for Champ Flemings. Thank you, Champ, for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless.
Thank you, sir. We've got thanks to Coach Jonathan Smith, to Champ. Thanks to all of you for being here. Get out, support volleyball Thursday and Friday at Gill, and we'll see you Saturday, 4:10, Reser Stadium. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.